chapter 5. I want to read from verse 1. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king, to Hebron. And King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. David was 33 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. Father, we do thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the good song service we've already had this evening. We thank you for the past 2 days and how you've met with us. The man and woman that was saved yesterday. Oh, I pray we could see that every service. I pray you'd help us tonight. Lord, you know who's here and you know the need upon the heart. So I pray that you would direct my thoughts. Give me a fresh cleansing that my flesh not interfere. And Lord, as you blessed in the prior services, we're pleading with you again tonight that you'd make the preaching time easy. God, that you would help us in a big way. And Lord, whatever you do, we'll praise you for it. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. What we're looking at here is what we read in the latter part of verse 3. That's where I want to take my text. Those last phrase in verse 3 where it says, And they anointed David king over Israel. Now, if you know anything about the life of David, you know that David was anointed 3 times in his life. The first time that David was anointed was after the fall of Saul. You remember the children of Israel, for I don't know what reason, it's hard to understand all things, but the children of Israel reached a point where they came to Samuel and said to Samuel, Make us a king that we might be like all the other nations.
Yeah.
Well, red flags ought to go up everywhere. Why would God's people want to be like all the other nations?
Come on. Amen.
Hey, God was their king. Yeah. They didn't need a man. God was their king.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But now, the Lord told Samuel, they've not rejected you, they've rejected me. So God gave them a king. Saul was their first king.
Yeah.
Now, you think about Saul. Saul was a pretty big man himself. Stood head and shoulders above all the other children of Israel. But now, when Saul started out, Saul started off on a right foot.
Yeah.
He realized, though he was a big man physically, he would need God to help him to be the king that he needed to be.
Yeah. Right.
But after a little bit, Saul changed. Saul got lifted up in the pride of life.
Yes, sir.
Saul got lifted up in the fact that he was king.
David.
God gave him a simple command through Samuel, and that was that he was to go and wipe out all the Amalekites. He was to destroy them all, every one of them. He was to kill them all. And by the way, that's how God says to fight war.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that went over everybody's head.
Yeah. Right.
Come on, Bert.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, if we're going to be in war, let's wipe them out and get it over. That's what I was getting at.
Amen.
But anyway, Saul came back. He had partially obeyed the Lord. Isn't it funny how we're all prone to do just the part we want to do?
You're right.
And then boast how we've done the will of the Lord.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Saul did. He did the part he wanted to do.
Yeah. Right.
And he brought back the best of the sheep and what have you for sacrifice. And boy, he come back boasting how he'd done the will of the Lord. Well, Samuel said to him, if that be the case, What meaneth then the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the cattle in mine ears?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, from that point on, God was done with Saul.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Saul was toast. He was history.
Right.
Hey. Now, I know it's a number of years later when Saul is physically taken off the scene. But as far as God was concerned, there in 1 Samuel 15, God was all done with Saul.
Yeah.
So he sent Samuel to anoint his choice, God's choice, for king over Israel. So Samuel goes to the household of Jesse.
Yep.
And when he gets there, Jesse brings his sons before Samuel, beginning with the eldest down to the youngest. And boy, when that oldest boy come by, old Samuel, boy, he just saw, well, this must be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, he looked at him and examined him. He said, surely this has got to be him. And the Lord said, no, it's not him, Samuel. See, Samuel, you're looking on an outward appearance.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, a lot of folks misconstrue that verse.
Amen.
It does not mean that the outward appearance is not important.
Come on, bro.
No. Amen.
The outward appearance is very important.
Right. Yes, sir.
You see, because you and I cannot look upon the heart.
Yes, sir. Right.
And the only way that we can discern anything about the heart is the way you've adorned the outward appearance.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Okay? So it is very important. But still yet, what the Lord brought out is that he knows the heart.
Yeah.
Boy, you know what amazes me? You never know who you're preaching to.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, folks carry Bibles, they dress up, and they put on a show, but you don't really know who you're preaching to.
Amen.
Right.
But I'm thankful I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
God knows what's on.
Amen.
Amen. Preach, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, he parades his sons before Samuel, and every time the Lord says, no, it's not this one, it's not this one. And after they've all come by, then Samuel says to Jesse, are these here all your sons? And Jesse said, well, there remaineth yet the youngest, and he's out tending the sheep. I preach a message out of that, talking about how that David is a type of our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And Samuel says to Jesse, he says, you go fetch him. Says, we will not sit down till he come hither.
Yeah.
Well, our Lord's coming. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, but what we're doing is we're sitting down on the job.
Yeah.
And our Lord's coming. Amen.
Amen.
But now they bring Jesse. When they bring David before Samuel, Samuel anoints David there as a teenage boy. David's just a young man, just a teenage boy, just a lad when he's anointed the first time. Now, bear with me for sake of the message, okay? Even though he was anointed at this time, nobody took much account of it.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Amen?
Yeah.
Right. Nobody really paid much attention to the fact that David had been anointed as a teenage boy. In fact, you really don't know a lot about David with a couple exceptions. One is that he slew the giant as a teenage boy. I don't believe he'd ever done it had he not been anointed.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But with the exception of slaying the giant, there's really not a whole lot notable about David's life. As well, okay? Amen. Now, the second time that David's anointed king, you find it where he's after the death of Saul. After Saul's killed in battle, then Abner puts up Saul's son as king over Israel. But the children of Israel divide. And David is anointed king over Judah and Benjamin. Now, we read right here in our passage where he reigned in Hebron over Judah for 7 years and 6 months.
Yeah.
So he was anointed king, but he was anointed only over Judah and Benjamin. Only over two tribes he was anointed king. Now again, bear with me. Even though he reigned over Judah and Benjamin for 7 years and 6 months, you still don't take note much of David being king.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
There's not a whole lot of commotion made over David ruling just over two tribes. All right? But now here, things are different. Here in 2 Samuel 5, David is anointed king over all of Israel.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
He's anointed king over all the tribes of Israel. Now, things change just as soon as David is anointed over all the tribes, things change.
Yeah.
Everybody takes note.
Yeah.
There's a big difference made when David's anointed over all the tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm trying to bring out. We're in a revival meeting. We are praying that it be more than just a meeting.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen.
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 I believe every pastor, every man of God, when he schedules somebody to come in, he's scheduling a meeting with the hopes that it might be more than just a meeting.
Amen. Amen. Preach, brother.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right? Hey, we could get meeting to death and nothing be done.
You're right, brother. Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So we want it to be more than just a meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'll tell you what will make the difference in these next 3 days. I'm using the illustration that David was anointed over all 12 tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. Now let me show you what I'm getting at. As long as David just ruled over Judah and Benjamin, it wasn't too much noteworthy. Uh-huh. Okay? But now, when he reigned over all 12 tribes, everybody took note.
Right.
Here's the illustration. See, the reason you're here and probably not saved is because you're still on the seat.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You're still on the throne.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Right.
You know, the biggest problem with people getting saved isn't that they haven't heard.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's that they haven't heeded.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in order for you to be saved, he's got to be king.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Preach, brother.
Amen. That's right.
He's got to be king.
You're right.
Right.
But now, after we're saved, what impedes the movement of God is that we want to take back the throne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There you go. That's good preaching, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We want to sit on the throne.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, we're content to give him this area, and we'll let him have that area. But we don't want him in this area.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Yes, sir, brother.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
We want to hold the reins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to call the shots.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Preach, brother.
We want to direct our lives.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then we say, oh, would to God, God would send revival.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on,
hey, brother.
Yes, sir,
come on,
brother.
Come on, brother. But we're on the throne.
You're right, brother. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. See, what we need to do these next 3 days is we need to let him be king.
Amen. Right.
Amen, preacher.
You're right.
Right.
Now, notice the word. We don't make him king.
No, he's already king.
He's already king.
Right.
Right.
In fact, I was saying tonight, he's coming back as king of kings.
Yes. Yeah. Amen, preacher. That's right.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Hey, he's already king.
Amen.
Sure he is.
Amen.
Sure he is.
You don't make him minister.
No, sir, brother.
And hey, he made you.
Yes. Amen.
He
preacher.
Made this world.
Preach.
Amen.
Yes, come on, sir.
Hey, he's sovereign, whether you want to acknowledge
him. That's right.
Hey, he's king.
Yes, sir.
King, brother.
See, but our problem is we need to let him be king.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Our homes.
We need to let him call the shots.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We need to let him direct our lives.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 You know, most folk are afraid of letting God be king. I'll get more in the scripture here in a minute.
Go ahead, bro.
The reason they're afraid is that they don't know what God might require of them.
Come on.
And they might have to get out of their comfort zone. They're at ease at Zion, and they like where they're at.
But if
they let him be king, they know it'll change. It'll upset the apple cart. There'll be different directives in the line.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, doing good, bro.
We like holding the reins. You can have that area, God. And I'll let you have this area. But I want to hold the reins.
There you go.
Tell it, bro.
But Lord, please send revival.
That's right, preacher. Tell it, bro.
Now, notice what changed when David became king. I've got three or four things. I won't be long.
Preach, brother.
Look at verse 6 with me. And the king and his men, now this is after he's anointed over all the tribes. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither. You know what they're saying? He may think he's king, but he ain't getting in here.
Amen.
He may think he's holding the reins, but he ain't getting in here.
Right.
Okay. But notice here, when he's king over all Israel, it says, nevertheless. See, it doesn't matter what you think. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion.
Right.
They said, we ain't coming in here. But David was king.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Mm.
And David took the stronghold.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to see a twofold application on that thought. Number one is, the reason you're up and down and in and out,
come on,
is because you've told him he can't come in here.
Right.
You know the reason you still struggle with that pet sin?
Come on.
Yeah.
It's because you've told him he can't come in here.
Right. You're preaching, brother.
Right, brother.
Exactly right.
Amen. Preach.
Now, we can put on an air and say, well, we've arrived.
Come on.
We're not struggling.
Come on.
No, we still got too much flesh. Take my hand.
Sure we do.
But see, we'll let that flesh reign. And we'll have the audacity to tell God, no. And then we'll say, would you send revival?
Come on, preacher. Come on.
See, but it says, nevertheless, David took the strongholds. Hey, if you want to have victory, you need to let him be king in your life.
I could
quote you a part of the verse, but I don't want to misquote it. So I'm going to read it. If you'll pardon me to just look it up here. Some of you could probably quote it to me. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul writes there in verse 3, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Yeah.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God,
and
bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Yes, brother.
See, what we'll do is, the Holy Ghost will begin to trouble our life. Now, I'm talking to the child of God.
Yeah, amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, and what we'll do is, boy, we'll get under conviction, get burdened, and we'll come up and boo-hoo over that thing.
Yeah.
And by the time we hit the door, we picked it back up and taken it with us.
Right. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah, for sure. You're telling it right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you need to let him be king. He can cast it down. Yeah. He can take the stronghold.
Yeah.
He can give you the victory.
Hey, amen. Sure.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You won't have to be a roller coaster Christian.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
He can bring stability to your life.
Yes, sir.
It will not happen unless you let him be.
Amen.
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 Sure. Now, notice the second thing after David became king over all of Israel. Look at verse 10 of this same text. It says, and David went on and grew great, and the Lord of hosts was with him. Now, what I'm trying to emphasize here is that David grew great. In other words, his name was well spoken of.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, before now, before, I know they sang that about David, where Saul killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. But still yet, for the benefit of the message, in reality, David really wasn't known. But now, see, since he's over all the tribes of Israel, he's grown to the point where his name is well spoken of.
Yes, sir.
He's grown great.
Yeah.
A great man of God,
right.
A great king over his people, a great leader of his nation. Amen.
Yeah.
But it did not happen until he ruled over all 12 tribes.
Right.
Amen.
Now here's the point for you and I. We ought to have a desire.
Come on.
To be great for the Lord.
Hey.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah.
Not in the sense to where our name is spoken.
Right. Right. Amen.
But so that his name
is spoken. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So folks say, well, you're not supposed to try to achieve greatness. Well, they do it in everything else.
Yeah.
Come on, Bert.
Right.
Hey, how many players do they sign on these teams that are just mediocre?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Hey, it's basketball playoffs.
Yeah.
How many of them fellas, you know, they can barely shoot, they dribble a little, and can't really play defense. Are they starting?
Nope.
No.
On the bench.
They're on the bench.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, I couldn't excel much at sports growing up. I think I had two left feet and two left hands. I'm not slamming left-handed people. I'm just saying I didn't have the coordination.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, when I did try to play basketball, I found out, first of all, I was too short. Secondly, I couldn't jump. Thirdly, I couldn't play defense, I couldn't dribble, and I had no shot.
Amen, bro. You're on the bench.
When I did let me on the team, I played second bench.
There you go. Amen, bro.
I wasn't even on the reserves. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They weren't going to start me.
No.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
See, we all have a desire to be great for the Lord where he puts us in the game.
Amen, preacher.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Where we're on the playing field.
Yes.
Mm. Where we're being used to do something for God.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
Now, you find this greatness in the Lord.
Yes,
you
sir.
You think of Second Kings 4, where the man of God comes by, and there's the woman of Shunem who's married the older man, and she has no children. But she takes in the man of God and has her husband build him the prophet's room.
Oh, yeah.
You know how the Bible describes her? As the great woman of Shunem.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, was she great because she built the prophet's room? Was she great because she fed him meals? No, she was great because of her testimony for God.
Yeah. Yes, amen. Sir. Right.
Amen.
That's right. Oh,
I'll give you another one. You read in the Bible where Zechariah and Elizabeth had no children. Mm-hmm. He's the old priest, high priest, and his wife's barren. They're both up in years, and they have no child. And the angel Lord appears to him and tells him the good news that Elizabeth's going to bear him a son.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, that shocked that old man.
Yeah.
This lady back here won't know if I wanted to take her daughter. I said, if you can talk Barbara into it. Well, that was an easy talk for me. Hey, what are you saying? I'm saying the angel of the Lord told Zechariah said Elizabeth's going to bear a son. And you're to call his name John. And he told him, he says, and he will be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, was John great because he wore a leather girdle and ate locusts and wild honey?
No.
Well, I tell you, if you got to eat locusts and wild honey, be great. Don't put me on the list. I'll play second bench.
Amen. That's yes, sir, bro.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't want no grasshoppers.
No, sir.
Chocolate covered or caramel covered or anything else. Think about it?
Yeah.
Hey, but no, it wasn't because he's a wild man coming out of the wilderness.
No.
No, it was because of his testimony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, he had a great testimony for the Lord.
Hey, amen.
Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you and I ought to have a desire to have a great testimony.
Hey.
But it will not happen until he sits on the throne and rules over all of our lives.
Right.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey. Right.
Now, when you think about the great man, there's many things. I'll give you just two for time's sake. When you think about the great man, the first thing to take note of is that the great man trusts in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Proverbs, I trust in the Lord. Lean not unto thine own understanding.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
We'll
the great man trusts in the Lord.
Amen.
What does that mean? Well, that means that you can't figure out God.
Amen.
You don't always understand what he's doing.
No, sir.
Amen.
But you're resting in him.
Yeah.
Amen.
You see what we'll do? We live too much by circumstance.
Come on.
And too much by situation. See, the devil knows he can bring you down if he can get your eyes focused on your circumstance.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
But see, the great man's not going to be dwelling on the circumstance.
Come on.
He's going to be dwelling upon the God of his circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, amen.
See, what we'll do when the circumstance gets adverse. Now, I know you probably never go through any adverse times. Probably just me and the young lady that sang. They're our only ones ever get in the valley.
Yeah.
Huh? But now, when we get down in the valley, we'll get the mully grubbing around.
Yeah.
Oh, I've tried so hard to serve God. I've given my whole life to him, and I just don't understand why this is all coming my way. Oh, I don't know what to do.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If he's on the throne, doesn't matter what the circumstances.
Hey, brother. Amen.
Come on.
You're
right. Good preacher.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You're right, preacher.
If he's on the throne, he's controlling the circumstance.
Hey. Right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You're right.
And we'll come to him. Lord, I sure don't understand all this. Mm. But I've got enough faith to know that you're still God.
Yeah.
That you're just as much God on the mountaintop as you are.
Yes. Sure he is.
And the old devil's trying to tell me different, but God, I'm trusting in you.
Yeah.
Yes, preacher.
I can't figure it out. I don't know.
No, sir.
There's no logic to it.
That's right.
But God, you're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen,
preacher.
You're right.
Good. Amen.
Yes.
Preacher.
Yeah, man.
Yes. He's right.
Preach.
Yes, sir, brother.
The great man trusts in the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
But then there's a second thought about the great man, and that is that the great man knows the way of the Lord, and he can't be shaken out of it.
That's right.
I'll give you two examples.
Sure you do.
Praise God.
Noah was a great man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, he come up in the days when the hearts of men were filled with evil continually.
Yes, sir.
It was so bad that it grieved God in his heart that he made man.
Yeah.
And he gave man a space of time of 120 years to repent.
Yes, sir.
And after that, he was going to send judgment.
Yep.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
I like that. Can I say it?
Hey, brother.
But Noah found grace in the eyes
sure
of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And God charged Noah to build an ark.
Yes, sir.
Now, that was a huge thing. I mean, logically, it was more than one man could do.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
Right.
You sit and reason out what it was. And even if Noah's day was advanced, that still was quite a task for one man.
Yeah.
But Noah trusted in the Lord, knew the way of the Lord,
and
Noah set out to build an ark.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He started cutting down gopher trees. And all them tree huggers come by and said, Noah, you cutting down too many trees. We got to save planet Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let it burn. Yeah. Amen, preacher. Preach.
Boy, I felt that burn.
Yeah.
Preach, brother.
My bloom went.
Tell them the truth, bro.
They said, no, what are you cutting all them trees down for? Said, you need to get Miss Noah to bring you a chair and a glass of iced tea, and you need to sit under one of them trees instead of cutting it down. But see, they couldn't shake it.
No, sir.
No.
Noah said, God's going to send judgment.
Yes, sir.
It's going to rain. They laughed and they scoffed and they mocked. Noah, it ain't never rained. Noah, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Water falling from the sky. Come on, Noah.
Yeah.
Oh, Noah, you're crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
But Noah was a great man.
Sure he was.
And he knew the way of the Lord.
Yes, preacher.
And they couldn't shake him from it.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
I'll give you another one. Abraham was a great man.
Sure.
Father of faith. Fully persuaded that what God had promised, that was he also able to perform.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, Abraham's 75 years old, making six-figure income, got a good job, good benefits, nice house in Arab County.
Tell it, brother.
Things going well for him.
Yeah.
And God says, Abraham, time to leave.
Time to go.
And boy, if we'd have been Abraham, we'd have said, God, I've got this good job. This nice house. We're preparing for college for the youngins.
Right.
No, Abraham was a great man. God says, well, I lost another one on that one.
Preacher, you got it right.
Oh, boy.
Barbara, this may be our only time.
Good preaching, brother.
But Abram said, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And Abram started loading up them U-Haul camels. And everybody said, what you loading them U-Haul camels for, Abram? And he said, God said to go.
Yeah.
Hey. They said, Abram, you ate too much pizza last night. Won't you think about it for a while? Mm-hmm. But Abram said, no, it's time to go. So he headed out. They said, where are you going? He said, don't have a clue.
Right.
Your guess is good as mine.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for a city.
Yeah.
Because of his obedience.
Hallelujah.
God blessed you.
Hey.
And God said, okay now, Sarah's going to bear you a son.
Yeah.
Now he's 75 and Sarah's 65. Mm-hmm. And so he goes around and tells everybody, have you heard the good news? Hey, guess what? Sarah's going to bear me a son.
Amen.
And that's what ultrasound.
Oh yeah.
They said, Abram, you can't know that. Said, Abram, you need to look at Sarah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen her lately?
Oh, praise you, brother. Help him, Lord.
But Abraham was fully persuaded.
Oh yeah.
That what God had promised.
Yes.
He was also able to perform.
Hey.
They couldn't shake him.
No, sir.
He set up that nursery everywhere he went.
Yes. Amen, brother.
He knew. He knew the way of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey. That Sarah's going to bear his son. He's 100 years old. She's 90 years old. And he's not staggered in unbelief.
Hey.
He knew the way of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trusted in the Lord.
Yes.
Hey.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, yes,
what
sir,
are you saying?
Brother.
I'm saying the situation may seem impossible to man, but God specializes in impossibility.
Yes, preacher. Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir, bro.
See, but now when he's king, mm-hmm. see, everybody's saying, it won't work. And you'll come and say, Lord, now everybody's telling me this won't work, but I know you're king.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is the way of the Lord. So no matter what they say, I'm following on that I might have a testimony for you.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Well, I'm taking too much time. Let me jump over one and jump down to the end of the chapter. Notice something else that took place when David became king. Look at verse 17. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Look at verse 22. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. I don't know if I said that right, but you bear with me.
That's right.
Look here now, what's taking place. The Philistines didn't care anything about David. In fact, they even had him over there in their land for a while. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Preacher, brother.
Hey, until David was anointed over all Israel.
Right.
Then all the Philistines came out against David.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What he's saying? Just this. Just because he's king doesn't mean it'll be an easy ride.
No.
No, sir.
Right. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
In fact, just the opposite. Because he's king, all the Philistines are going to rise up against you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you're right.
If you can't handle the warfare, then you better just go ahead and sit on the throne.
Come on.
Yeah.
Because the enemy's going to come out against you.
Amen.
God.
Right.
See, now, one of the pictures is
See, the old devil, he don't worry too much about you as long as you're at ease.
Yeah, right.
As long as you've just tapped, you know, given a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
But when he's on the throne, the devil takes note.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to come out against you.
Yes, sir.
Sure will.
You'd be surprised sometimes who they are.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, if you make him king, you let him be king, the enemy's going to come up against you.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
But now, notice what David did when the enemy came out against him. Look, if you would, here in our text. Look at verse 19. And David inquired of the Lord. Look again, if you would, at verse 23. And when David inquired of the Lord. You see, when the enemy came out against David, David had enough sense to realize it was more than he could handle.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So David immediately turned and inquired of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, we have a tendency to be like Jacob. And what we'll do is, when the enemy comes up, we'll try to work it out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
We'll plan our strategies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
You're right. Yeah.
What we need to do is, the first thing is inquire of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
You're right.
But see, we'll have that pity parties. Here, I'm letting be king, and now everything's going so bad, and everybody's up against me, and nobody likes me, and I just don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Well, what you do is you let him be king, and you inquire of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, notice what the Lord told David. I'm almost done, I promise. Look if you would, at verse 19 again. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said, boy, isn't that good?
Yeah.
And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand.
Right.
So, I mean, the Lord said to David, you go up, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already a done thing.
Amen.
Yeah.
You already won.
Amen.
Yeah.
You just go.
Right.
Really? Yeah.
Now, I don't believe David, when the Lord said, go up, I don't believe he said, now, Joab, why don't you mosey out there a little bit first? And Abishai, you go over that way a little bit, and I'll be along directly.
Nobody.
No.
He knew he had the victory.
Hey,
David took his sword and said, come on, boys. And he charged.
Yeah.
And God gave him victory.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
See, that happens when he's king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, again, the Philistines come up. Similar situation, right? The Philistines come up a second time. You know what we're prone to do? Because we won the victory one time, we won't go back to God and say, now what?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Right. Come on, Bert.
Yeah.
Come on.
We'll just run out like we did last time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Come on. Man,
we shoot right. ourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But God, we did it one time. Lord, we walked up on them big time last time. We can do it again. Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
David didn't do that.
No, sir.
When they come the second time, again, David inquired of the Lord, and look what the Lord said in verse 23. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up. You know what we'd do? We'd argue with him.
Yeah.
God, we can handle this. We did it before.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'd argue with him.
On,
but God knows what he's doing.
Yes,
he does.
God said, don't go up.
Amen.
Don't go up. What he said was, go on, read with me. He says, but fetch a compass behind it and come up upon them over against the mulberry trees. That set a compass means to encircle them.
Yeah.
You know, to quietly encircle around about them. Don't charge out to battle. Set a compass about them.
Yeah.
Okay? See, God knows what he's doing.
Yeah, amen.
Look at verse 24. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself.
Yeah.
For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines.
Right.
Yeah.
So this time the Lord says, set a compass and just wait over by the mulberry trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And while you're waiting, you be sensitive. And when you hear a rustling of the leaves,
yeah,
a rustling in the top of the leaves, then you go, the victory's yours.
Yeah.
Right.
Our biggest problem is waiting for the rustling.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're an instant society.
Yeah.
Hey, folks don't even cook anymore.
Right.
I know a barber, she gets on me about this, but I like cooked pudding, and nobody cooks pudding anymore. They don't even mix it anymore. They buy it in the tub and you peel the top.
Walmart, baby. Walmart, brother. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. We want everything instant.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
But God said, wait for the rustling. We try to hurry God.
Uh-huh. God help.
The worst thing, even on an invitation, is to try to hurry. Dealing with the lost, you can't hurry God. God's more interested in them than you are. You can't hurry
him. You're right, brother.
I like that.
We need the rustling. We need the rustling.
Yeah.
Did you know without the rustling, there won't be anything done anyway?
That's exactly right.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
Come on, brother.
It won't work.
No,
you're right.
But, you know, what we're looking for, though, is we're not looking for the rustling. We're looking for the F-I tornado. And, see, we got a preconceived idea of how it's all going to take place.
Yeah.
And we think it's going to be an F-5 tornado. When God says to, you know the illustration of Elijah when he run from what's her name? Jezebel. Thank you. Mine went blank. The Lord wasn't in the wind. The Lord wasn't in the fire. He was in the still small voice.
Yeah.
The rustling.
Yeah.
See, we're like when after the rain, where God held back the rain, and then God was going to send the rain. Elijah sent his servant out, and six times he come back and says, "I don't see anything." And the seventh time he come back, he said, "I didn't see much. Just a little cloud in the shape of a man's hand."
Yeah.
See, Elijah said, "Go tell the king quick, get down, floods are coming."
Amen.
And the servant's going, "One little cloud." But that's what we are.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. For you.
We think it ought to be an F5 tornado every time.
Yeah.
We've got it all worked out what it should be.
Amen.
But now, if he's king,
yeah,
we'll be content to wait for the rustling.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen. Hey. That we not overlook him and miss out what he has for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You're right.
That's good.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I'd like it to be more than a meeting.
Amen.
Glory to God.
How can it happen?
let him be king.
That's simple.
When you don't know what to do, you come and say, all right, God, now what?
Amen.
You know, I don't understand it all, but now what?
That's right.
When he rustles them leaves, we'll all run wild.
Amen.
We'll have a time.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
If you're here, you're not saved. It's because your pride. You're still on the throne.
Yeah.
You need to let him be king.
Yes,
sir.
I'm done preaching. Let's stand.